This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Taking a brief pause on the madness to get the advice from John Jansen. You can send yours in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. The prompts for today.
Oh, boy.
Neighbor guilt.
Okay.
Spring break. Should we break up?
Oh.
And speeding ticket.
Oh, boy.
We'll start with neighbor guilt. Dear John, my neighbor's dogs bark obsessively all hours of the day. The owner doesn't give a damn. Actually, seems like they encourage it. I installed an automatic dog whistle. Side note, I have no idea that that existed, but that this person installed one.
Okay.
Says, one dog shut up and the other is scared to go outside, and now I feel bad. What do I do?
Problem solved. I don't know the legality of the automatic dog whistle. So I've seen these, like you have the bark collars that sometimes it's a zap, sometimes it is a dog whistle that when the dog starts barking, it's one that's, you can't hear as humans, but dogs hear it.
Yes.
And it deters the action that you're trying to prevent.
I've never heard of one of these.
And I don't know that I've heard of one that you can install on your house for a neighbor's dog. Was there a conversation that happened before, hey, your dogs are killing me. Could you try to keep them or at least curtail the barking? And at some point, does it approach, this is more of a legal question as well, a noise ordinance where they're barking, are they barking at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning? It's got to be an annoyance to the owner of the dogs. So I don't think you say anything.
I would just send my husband over, confrontational Colin, or I would write like a really anonymous letter and not say who it was, but put it in their mailbox.
From the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Or maybe, concerned neighbor.
Concerned neighbor, yes.
Yeah.
Do you go to the app?
The neighborhood app?
But that's what happened with us. We got that anonymous letter in our mailbox.
Yeah. What was yours about?
Our dogs barking.
Barking? Oh.
What'd you do about it?
Oh, so this
is
yours.
I wrote another letter to everyone in the neighborhood.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What was it? Take care of your own house.
Worry about your own business. Our dogs are beautiful.
Yeah, no. I said, I'm sorry that our dogs were barking. We were doing construction. This was right when we moved in. We were doing construction inside. They were on the screen patio, so I apologized. But I also said, hey, if you have an issue, you can come over. I would love to chat with you. Here's my phone number.
And I gave out the digits.
And I never heard back from anybody.
Heather said, don't be so passive aggressive.
Yes. Yeah.
Come here,
yes.
Say it to my face.
That's what I said.
Say it to my face.
And then when our neighbor's dog was barking, Colin went over there kind of awkwardly and said, hey, your dog's been barking during our daughter's nap time a lot. And she wakes up. And it was just awkward the way it came up. But it was, the dog was
any
pretty
chance,
quiet. And he ever since.
You can help out with this.
Yeah, so just send him.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
I think face-to-face is best.
Yes.
Just have a conversation with them. Let them know, hey, we love dogs, but your dogs are barking a lot. Is there anything you could do? You know, maybe there's something you could do.
Is there a reason why? Will it stop?
It won't. Squirrels.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, next one. Spring break. Dear John, my daughter is on spring break in South Padre with her girlfriends. She's 20, obviously free to go and make her own decisions. She paid for the trip with money she saved up, working, but of course, I still feel a little uneasy. One of the friends she's staying with, I think, is a bad influence. You know, she flunked out of school. She's a big partier. She's been in trouble with the law. Now, I'm sure everything will be okay, but you see some scary stuff on the news of girls going missing on spring break. How often can I check in with her without being overbearing?
Text her every day. I text Lucy every day, and how's the things going? What are you guys doing today? She doesn't have to text back, and because she doesn't, I don't think that something awful has happened. Now, if you're calling 7 or 8 times a day, you haven't answered my text, you're not answering my calls, are you okay? Like, that might be a little bit overbearing, maybe stalkerish. I don't know if a dad could stalk his daughter, but... I think you just, hey, you put it out there. You could text as much as you want. Just concerned, how you doing? Hey, you know, give me a shout. I think a lot of those conversations happened before too,
yes.
Where here is the communication I would like, and here are the concerns I have about your friend. You have to have those conversations. I had a conversation with Lucy before she went down there.
Now,
and it was one of, I wanted to make sure that she had a lot of fun. But I felt like I wouldn't be doing, I would have major regrets if something happened and I didn't make her aware of the dangers. Don't go anywhere alone. Don't let your friends go anywhere alone. Don't let your friends leave you in a bar or an establishment. Don't leave your friends in an establishment. And if you need to pull them out, you need to pull them out.
I mean, I agree with you. I think you definitely have to talk to your child about what's going on and the dangers of traveling with a small group of people and things like that. I mean, this girl is 20 years old. She is a grown adult. Yep. She can make her own decisions. Obviously, she decided where she was going to go and paid for it. But I do think you just say, hey, like, I want to make sure you're okay. I mean, I still do that. I go on vacation and my mom's like, let us know when you landed, right? Like, so I'm still checking in when
Same
my
here.
Flight lands and I'm 40 years old. So I think it's totally fine to check in with your child and vice versa. She should just check in once in a while with her parents too.
Just because you're 20 or 21 or 50 doesn't mean mom and dad stop worrying about you.
This next one says, should we break up? Dear John, I've been dating this guy for 6 months now, and everything was going great, but lately he's been obsessing over my social media, specifically my Instagram. For context, I've always been active on there, but I don't post anything crazy. Normal outfits, gym pics, travel photos, etc. A few weeks ago, he started making comments about, quote, damn, you get a lot of likes. Did you need to post that? And I bet guys are all in your DMs. It continued and actually turned into a fight. He pointed out I haven't even posted a picture with the two of us, but I have done stuff with him in stories. He accused me of fishing for male validation and said he can't be with someone like that. I told him he's controlling, and now we're not on good terms. Should we break up? Feels like we may already have.
Dump the bum. If he is that insecure, now I'm not a huge fan of the whole gym pics, but if that's what you've always done, you're continuing to do it. If he's worried that you're not posting any pictures of them together, like, hey, I'm with this guy, I'm not available. Like, get over yourself. That, to me, is an easy one. Dump that bum.
Yeah, you said the word insecure, that's exactly what he is. Yeah. Come on now. Really?
I do like gym pics, by the way. Send them to me.
Okay, Craig.
Would you like to give out your Instagram as well?
Do you have an Instagram, Greg? I didn't think so.
No. The only thing I would say, 6 months and they haven't posted a photo together is a little odd, but overall, I mean, he's way, way too controlling, way too concerned about all that.
Yeah. I mean, there's couples that their social media is their social media. Like, they kind of just is my thing, and that's your, like,
Either you trust your partner or you don't. If you think she's going to, like, leave you for some guy who DMs her on Instagram, then...
Lisa's always posting pictures of another dude.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Teddy?
Happens to be Teddy.
Yeah, me too. Next one, speeding ticket. I got pulled over doing 60 in a 45. I thought I was keeping it within 10 and I messed up. When I got home, I looked online and the internet says I should fight it because the cop usually doesn't show. Any truth to that?
Well, I don't know what the truth is. And if you want to fight it, then go for it. And if the cop doesn't show up, hey, it's great. If he does, maybe it'll get knocked down to a 5 over.
Yeah.
And lessen the charge just a little bit. 15 over is much different than 5.
I think you for sure always try to fight a speeding ticket. Maybe the cop doesn't show up and the whole thing's dropped. Or maybe you don't get the points.
Or you could negotiate something else where, hey, maybe I go to, you know,
an
online driving class and you show the certificate of completion and then it gets knocked from 15 to 5 or it gets knocked down to something completely different.
Have you ever fought a speeding ticket?
Oh, yeah.
I never have. Okay. Apparently, I didn't write this one,
yes,
but apparently I should be.
Definitely have. I mean, what do you lose? You either stick with it, you lose some of your day, right?
Yeah,
the time it takes to go.
Yeah.
Other than that, they say no, you stuck with the same ticket you had in the beginning.
Yeah.
I haven't fought every ticket, but
that
yes.
I fought, and it was not the ticket, more the action. And I was, but I was given defensive driving / anger management classes.
Oh, John.
But upon, really?
But upon completion, it was knocked down.
What
anger
did you
management?
Do?
Well, that's we're up against the break.
Oh,
I can tell you guys.
Later.
I'll tell you in the reactions.
Course. Okay. All right. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.